Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of my day. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure, especially you're going to be happy you're hanging out with me because we got Jack Mitchell back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 10 years now, he's been a member of our Brain Trust. Wow, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? He's the patriarch of the Mitchell family. That's he and his brother, I guess, are co-patriarchs of the Mitchell family, a business that their parents started, a clothier. Their clothiers extraordinaire. They founded their business in the Connecticut area. Now they bought other businesses across the country, and their success has come from one thing, and that's their dedication to the human beings, the human stakeholders, the customers, and the employees in their businesses. And it's always a fun to have Jack to join us and talk to us about his perspective on these things. Jack Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled, of course, to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, and you're one of my heroes. And because you know what I love about you, Jack, is you started out as a real live Main Street small business owner, but you've become a talking head like me. And I like that. I like the fact that you're still both of those things, and I that makes me proud of you. So you have a question for us? Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking, Jim. For throw it out to your listeners, your great listeners, your loyal listeners that are small business owners and or leaders. You know, when you wake up in the morning, every morning, and you're driving to work, or even before you drive to work, or you run to work, or however you get there, what is your focus? Are you focused on the products that you sell? Are you, you know, is it clothing? Is it IBM computers? Is it software, or do you focus on your customers, on the people side of your business? Do you focus on your associates that are then going to be interfacing and talking with customers to sell the products? Mm-hmm. So, again, in the big picture, are you thinking about your people, your associates, your customers, or are you thinking about the products? Mm-hmm. Because we all know that many, many businesses are product-driven. Apple as an example, or are you really driven by the personalized customer service that you can give?
Well, not only is that a great question for anybody, anytime, but there's never been a better time to ask that question, Jack, because, as you know, the stuff we sell is not why people come back to do business with us.
Exactly.
Because they can get the stuff we sell six ways from Sunday on Main Street and 1,000 places on the Internet.
Exactly.
Our stuff, even our price, even our service, is not why people come back. They come back for the human beings, don't they? And the way they're treated as human beings.
And as you said in your opening remarks about our family business, I mean, my mom and dad started, you know, 53 years ago, and they started in 800 square feet, you know, with three men's suits and some socks and underwear and whatever. And it had nothing to do about the product.
Right.
It was that my mom and dad had been in the community for 20 years. My dad had been a commuter to New York City. And it was always about the personal relationships. Our friends then became our customers, and those customers came back because my mom had a coffee pot. She talked about, you know, the kids, and she would read stories to the kids while my dad sold a suit or whatever, and they grew because of that, and we've never lost that culture of focusing on, obviously for us, we wake up thinking about our customers, and then when you hire people that have that same mindset, then those people become a part of your extended family at work,
right.
And then they in turn have that same mentality when that customer walks in the store, they say, hi, Jim, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Remembering people and saying their name.
James or Jim, is it John or Jack? You know what I mean?
It's amazing what happens when you say someone's name, isn't it?
It's amazing. Absolutely.
The power of saying and remembering their name. It just makes you want to come back, doesn't it?
Exactly. So it's, and then, you know, we're into now this whole idea of not only personalizing customer service, which, as you know from my books and from our chatting and for you actually coming to our stores in Connecticut.
Yep.
I mean, we're into the idea of the customer experience rather than thinking about how you can deliver customer service and all the things that go into that. How would you like to feel, obviously, when you walk into a store or you walk in our case, the store could be wherever.
Jack, hold on to that thought. I want to come back and pick up on that after these messages. Folks, Jack's first book, as I told you earlier in the hour, Hug Your Customers, was the prelude to the second book, which is called Hug Your People. And it's all about treating them as human beings, treating them well, helping them to be successful. And whether they're working for you or buying from you, have the best experience that you can help them make. And we'll do that. We're going to talk more about this with our good friend, a real live entrepreneur, Jack Mitchell, after these messages, 20 Till. Stay with us.
Can you tell me? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.